dictation for Miss Tiffany Thompson, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y. Tiffany Thompson. Date of service is 6-6-2024. Date of birth is 12-30-1988. Allegedly, this patient is here for follow-up visit secondary to an automobile accident where she was a front seat passenger and were hit by a flying car and three car accident where they were hit rear-ended and they landed up opposite to the traffic. Severe head injury, headache with the symptoms of TBI, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, painful face, TMJ problem in the left side, and pain in the neck, mid back, lower back with radiation to the right arm and right leg was reported. Numbness and tingling of the right, all the five fingers constantly, which have mostly continued. The memory has not improved. There is no improvement in the patient's symptoms despite all the physical therapy and conservative treatment. The patient does have a loss of memory and she has not kept up with the various referrals, specialist referrals that they were ordered for neurology, neuropsych, and psychiatry. Currently, the patient reports that she has a real bad headache, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting the front of the head or a frontal headache, associated with severe dizziness, which is constant, occasional vertigo. Motor weakness of the right arm is continuing, and she is not able to lift her arm well, as well as she drops the phone, very tired. Although she is able to work, she is doing a high-low driving, and she is overwhelmed. Her walk, sitting, standing, sleep are painful, and pain is reported between 6 to 7. ADLs are affected 8. She has a hard time lifting the right shoulder well beyond 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Improvement is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL for system review for the substance abuse compliance history, additional histories. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure 131 over 88, pulse 69, pulse oxygen 96. The rest of the exam continues to be the same from previous visit of 5-7-2024, dictation number 0502-026. Current plan is to continue physical therapy to the neck, mid back, and right shoulder, both the tailbone areas, 2 times a week with traction and massage. Laser treatment has been ordered, chiropractic treatment has been ordered, yoga, meditation, heat treatment, infrared heat, wet heat. She will continue to work at 7 hours, 5 days at 0 pound. She has been referred to a neurologist, psychiatrist to continue besides physical therapy. Medications are provided to her, which include Mobix, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Tylenol, codeine, PRN 1 or 2 every 6 hours. Wellbutrin is ordered for anxiety and depression. Nerontin is ordered 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy. Furoset for headaches and lidocaine ointment is ordered. The patient is otherwise stable. We discussed the role of lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections based on the MRI findings. Lumbar epidural is not needed because lumbar MRI is normal. In the thoracic, epidural is not needed because there is not much going on except T11 and T12 small disc bulging. However, in cervical spine, patient has C34, C45, C56, C67 disc involvement with bilateral neuroforamen narrowing, and patient may benefit for 1 or 2 injections of epidural injection with steroid. Otherwise, she has been referred to Dr. Dr. Louis Radden for considering spinal cord stimulation device or possible surgery. An MRI for the right shoulder is being ordered to continue identifying the issue of the rotator cuff damage. In the physical examination, please make sure that you have mentioned that right shoulder range of motions are diminish to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The inspection and palpation are normal for the right shoulder. However, there is a motor weakness of the right shoulder, right arm to 4x5. Hawken Kennedy test, speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. MAPS and labs have been reviewed and his patient is found to be stable. He'll be seen in 15 days time after the MRIs are done. Thank you.